بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained to us the significance of the day of Jum'ah and the great virtue that lies in this special, special day. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنِ اغْتَسَلْ ثُمَّ أَتَى الْجُمْعَةِ. A person takes a ghusl. It is sunnah. It is a great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take a ghusl, to take a complete and full bath before proceeding towards the Jum'ah prayer. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a person takes a ghusl on the day of Jum'ah, complete ghusl, ثُمَّ أَتَى الْجُمْعَةِ, and then he comes for the Jum'ah prayer. فَاسْتَمَعْ وَأَنْصَتْ, and he sits silently and attentively listens to the khutbah on the day of Jum'ah. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْجُمْعَةِ وَزِيَادَةُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all his previous sins, minor sins that were performed from the one Jum'ah to the next Jum'ah. Subhanallah. All those minor sins. And every day on a daily basis, knowingly or unknowingly, there are minor sins that we are committing. And these offenses, little offenses that we are perpetrating. And it's so easy to have them forgiven. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَزِيَادَةُ ثَلَاثَةِ, plus 3 days. So it's from the previous Jum'ah to this Jum'ah and 3 days before that Jum'ah. So 10 days in total. Whatever minor offenses were committed, they are forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains the importance of listening attentively to the khutbah and not fidgeting or engaging in any other activity. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَمَن مَسَّ الْحَصَى فَقَدْ لَغَى. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whoever plays with the pebbles in the masjid. Now understand, in those days, the masjids were not carpeted. So there were little pebbles that would be lying around on the ground. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, even that amount of fidgeting, if you even engage in that amount of activity and show even that amount of negligence during the khutbah, then you have wasted the reward. You lose the reward. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, from the masjid, so it's so important that we should not be fidgeting with anything. We should not be engaged in any other activity during the khutbah apart from listening attentively towards the khutbah. May Allah grant us the understanding.